This conference will now be recorded.
Good evening, everybody. I'm going to call the meeting to order at 7:04. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes? The agenda, I'm sorry, motion to approve the agenda.
Motion.
Second.
Second. All in favor, yes?
Yes.
Motion to approve the minutes from the March 30th meeting.
It's the 31st, just so you know.
31st, was it? Okay, I don't even know what day it is. The 31st.
Motion.
Okay.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't have any report. Is there any other trustee reports or questions?
No.
No.
No? Okay, Marcy.
Okay, I know that we're going to be talking about the budget, but before I get started with that, I don't know if you're aware, the governor has another executive order issued today that until April 29th, he's extended the order that was originally for the 19th. So I didn't know, have everyone read about it, heard about that?
Yes.
Okay, so we're closed definitely until then, until we hear otherwise. I had a meeting today with the other directors in Suffolk County, and I know somebody had just mentioned at some point about a mailing book service, and Kevin Verbisi did mention perhaps system could just have like a book in a box for patrons who really definitely want that book in their hand as opposed to an electronic resource. And it wouldn't be necessarily a title, specific title, but if you liked romance, if you liked science fiction, if you liked mystery, they could just send that out to you. That is still in the very developing stages of that, but that was a brainstormed idea that they had today. They realized all the buildings are closed, but they do have a plethora of copies of random stuff at system that they can send out. So that was an idea, and I actually emailed him because I thought that was a very good idea. Not everyone has access to electronic resources at home, and although I would say a lot of people do, but there are definitely a handful of people who are not comfortable downloading ebooks or just don't like reading from a reader. So I was very happy about that idea. It's called Book in a Box.
Marcy, just a question. I was reading about when the libraries get back to being libraries and people come in and take books out and things. Is there any way of like a blue light sterilizer so that people feel more comfortable taking a book out knowing that it's gone through some kind of...
Yeah, when we reopen and get back to quote unquote normal, there's going to have to be some procedures put into place. First, I was already talking about this. When we open, I don't know if we're going to be opening like 100%. Like it's April 30th and okay, everyone can just go back to work. I don't know what it's going to be like. If we're going to get a directive, oh, well, 50% of the workforce can come back or 75% if we're going to gradually go back to normal. But a couple things we're going to have to take into consideration, which I've already been looking into, is it might be advisable to get some plexiglass for the circulation desk. I've already ordered N95 masks and gloves, and I have plenty of sanitizer at work for when we do get back there in case we need it. Also, I have Joy looking at UV lights right now, which can sanitize the books. They're not foolproof. That would only really get the outside of a book. But sometimes perception, something is better than nothing. It shows that we're being a little proactive. You can't open a book and, you know, UV every single page. That's not feasible. But if you were to put it under that light and at least get the cover where you're handling stuff, that would be an extra step. And I think that shows the public and staff that we care about them. Additionally, I think it might be advisable, depending on how society is at this point. I don't know as if we're going to accept returns at the desk. They might just go into the book drop. We empty the book drop once a day. We let the books sit a day and then check them in the following day. That's something I'm investigating because I don't know. There's still some debate as to how long these viruses live on surfaces. And until I can get a little more concrete answers, I'm not necessarily comfortable with having a book getting returned right, Johnny, on the spot, when we can just simply check it in the next day after it's had some time to potentially kill off any germs on it. But yeah, UV lights, we're looking into that, and plexiglass for the circulation desk. Plexiglass temporarily. It's not something I would want to have up there because that just seems so impersonal, but I think it's advisable. It would be, we have to look into it and just check it out if it's. So I'll let you know once we find out about that. The UV, I did take a preliminary look, and there is this like box that you can put books in. It's not a big box. I can't have anything that's too big. Maybe like the size of a copy machine I could handle, but anything bigger than that, I don't really have room. And there's also wands. So I have to take a look at what is, you know, what would work best. And some of the products I looked at were coming from Italy, and I was like, oh, I don't know if we would get that very quickly. Even some of the products are from China. So whatever products I decide on, I think it has to be coming somewhere that's in a stock room from America, because every other country has delays on shipments right now.
Okay.
So I also think when we get back to work that there's going to have to be some protocols in place. Staff just can't, you know, willy-nilly sit at a desk. You sit at a desk, that is your desk. You get up from that desk, you need to wipe down your desk. You come back from your shift, your hands are washed, you come sit at your desk, you wipe it down before you start. This is going to be a process. Mm-hmm. A lot of the spaces are shared. Mm-hmm. So, any other questions with that?
No.
No. Okay.
No other questions. Then we'll deal with the old business, which is the budget decision about the budget vote. What is the board's opinion, or what have you heard, Marcy?
I was just gonna say, what are you thinking? A lot of the information that I gathered was from Brookhaven Public Libraries. I tried to focus mostly on Brookhaven because that's comparing apples to apples. And many of them have chosen to do a 0%. So that means working off this current fiscal year's numbers, and they will hold the trustee election at a later date to be determined when appropriate.
Other members? Other opinions?
You broke up a little bit at the beginning. What did you say?
Christine, I can't.
Marcy,
I see
can
your
you repeat thing. That one more time? Most of the.
Yeah, I see your mouth is moving,
can you
Christine,
repeat what
but
you
we
said?
Don't hear you.
Just repeat what you said, Marcy.
Okay, so what I.
Oh, I'm here.
Okay, I hear you, Christine. So when I took a look at other libraries, I focused in on Brookhaven Township, so that I felt that we could have compare apples to apples. And many of those libraries are just sticking with this year's fiscal year's budget. They are not doing an increase for next year, and they're holding the trustee election at a later date when it's appropriate. That seemed to be the most consensus.
I'm good with that. What does everyone else think?
That seems like the most likely thing to do. I mean, things have changed in the last couple of weeks from when we first started. I think you have to go with a zero, and if others are rolling it over, then I guess that's you know, the way to go. And the trustee election can be done at any time. You could even hold that off for months, right? I mean, it isn't something that needs to be done. So. That sounds good. Sounds like the best thing that we can do. I think we have to recognize what the community is going through, and I think a 0% budget will show that we recognize that. Anybody else?
Well, I don't think you want to stick out as being different at the time.
Yep.
You know, plus if you're trying to draw other districts, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's important. And last time, you know, I mentioned, I think we need to express that we're not going to cut programs. We're going to cut other things or postpone things. But the library programs are going to be intact. And we definitely want the feeder districts to know that.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree with that 100%. The programs are a big draw. And one thing that I hadn't mentioned is with our services being closed, our brick and mortar, we now have an online presence of programming. So if you look at our programming calendar, we've got a calendar that's filling up day by day, and the response has been very good. I'm very happy. For example, Angela put up a yoga class for tomorrow. She put it up on, what's today, Monday? She put it up on yesterday, Sunday. We already have 14 people signed up for it in one day, not even 24 hours.
Is there a limit for the online attendance?
Some programmers do have a limit because they're not comfortable with, you know, 100 people in their audience, but I think the limit has been set at 50. So,
okay.
Yeah, Margie's Play Hooray that she booked, I believe, has upwards of 30 people signed up right now. So,
oh, that's awesome.
That's actually more people than when we had the brick and mortar, you know, programs. But when you have people in the library, you cannot have 30 people sign up because then you lose control of your classroom. So at least I feel this is a nice way to let the community know that we are still there for them. We're still operating our seed library. In fact, I have to assign that to another clerk. We had it assigned to one clerk. The amount of seeds that are being requested is overwhelming. I go and mail them, and yesterday or today I mailed 21 envelopes of seeds. I have another 10 that have to get mailed out. So we are reaching the community, and if you take a look at our online campaigns, we're spot on. We're reaching them.
Yeah.
But programs is not a place to cut, not at all.
Awesome.
And it's, okay, so it's wonderful that it's wonderful that the new website is up, because it's so much clearer with so many people going to it. I've heard really good things about it. So
yeah, it's amazing. Bob and I have had this conversation quite a bit, and we're so thankful that this website got done before this happened, because I just can't even imagine trying to navigate through our old website in this new world.
Right.
Oh, God.
And I think, Bob, do you want to just interject for 2 seconds about what changes you're going to be making to the website and communication with the patrons?
Sure. So I spoke with the web developer today, and we're going to add a chat interface so we can have a librarian there, you know, and we can set up so it's timed. So it'll be there for 4 hours during the day when there's coverage, and then it'll go away and we'll be back to our regular web page. That's my understanding of it, at least. Additionally, we can work with Optimum to forward the numbers. So if you call the 878-0940 number, it will go to, you know, I could set it up to go to someone's cell phone. So the caller doesn't see that it's going to the cell phone or to the person's home number, the librarian's home number, I should say, but it will go to, at least the librarian will answer and be able to try to help the person. Again, we can set this all up so it's automated. So if we want to have one librarian doing 4 hours a day or 3 hours a day, and we can have one librarian do it this day, and the next library can do it on Tuesday, and the next librarian can do it Wednesday, we can just set up to be pretty much automatic.
Yeah. So while
go ahead, Bob.
Sorry, I was gonna say. So when you know, like say for example, Angela's booking her programs, she'll be doing that on Mondays and Tuesdays, and then she'll have a Wednesday shift that she can dedicate to answering the phones or doing chat with people. We'll set that up so that way not one person is burdened, or not burden's not the right word, but overwhelmed with taking all the phone calls in one day. They can still do their other duties that they need to get done in order for us to continue. So I think that'd be nice because the public can then actually talk to a person. So thank you, Bob, for setting that up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we realized the directive came down today that we're definitely not opening to the 29th, we had talked about this already last week that this could be an option. And yeah, we're able to get that done quickly.
Any other questions?
No.
Can we move to new business, and can I have a motion to postpone the vote for trustee and to carry over the current budget?
Motion.
Carry over the current budget? Is that what she said?
Carry over.
Yeah, however you're going to word it. I mean, Marcy, you saw there was wording from a couple other libraries. So basically, we're going to hold the budget.
Jackie, we're going to use this year's fiscal budget.
Just give it to me. Yeah.
Okay.
It's fine. Do we have a motion?
Everybody's in favor of that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Can I have a motion to leave the library building closed?
Motion.
Perfect.
Are there any other questions or issues?
I do have one thing. Until we have a directive, this video chatting is only good. These meetings are only, the directive says until April 11th. So until we have some further directive after that, our next meeting is supposed to be in person, but I'm sure they're going to be changing that directive. So
the 16th is the next meeting?
No, we're not going to set a meeting date at the moment.
Yeah, so the next meeting typically would be the third Monday of April. So that is on the 20th. Yeah, so either if it'll either be online if that's allowed, or in person if it's not.
Okay. Hello?
I can hear you.
I go in and out, so I might lose you totally a couple times today. All right, so our next possible meeting is going to be April 20th at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yes, I'll write up a statement to put in the newsletter from the board with your intentions with the budget.
Sounds good.
Uh-huh. We're good with everything else?
Yes.
Yes.
There you are.
Okay. So then we need a motion to adjourn at 7:23.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor? Yes.
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 Be well, everyone.
Thank you, everybody. Stay well.
You too.
Okay. All right.
Be well, guys.
Okay, I'm gonna stop the recording.
Bye-bye.